Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane says self-reliance is crucial for infrastructure development in defence sector. Air India Express terminates services of 25 senior crew members following cancellation of dozens of flights. CBI arrests 11 people, including two cardiologists of Delhi's Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, in connection with a bribery racket. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Dharmashala this evening. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and a union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates are in the fray for this phase. BJP senior leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today said the present election is between Modi's development guarantee and Rahul Gandhi's own family welfare guarantee. He appealed to give one opportunity to BJP by providing it double-digit seats from the state.
Telangana ka ye double-digit score Modi ji ko 400 paar karane wala hai. A Congress party ki sthiti itni kharab ho gayi hai. कि उनको उम्मीदवार नहीं मिल रहे हैं और बोंगीर में ऐसा उम्मीदवार दिया जिसने राहुल गांधी का फर्जी सिग्नेचर किया था.
Addressing election rally in support of BJP candidate Dr. Bura Norsoya Gaur in Bongir Lok Sabha constituency, he alleged that the BRS, which ruled the state for a decade, took care of his personal interest while the Congress government, which got public mandate for 5 years, has made the state as an ATM. Mr. Shah alleged that MIM, BRS and Congress have formed a triangle for appeasement politics in the state. Meanwhile, Congress senior leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing election rallies at Narsapur and Sarur Nagar later this evening. BRS chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao will be holding a road show in Karimnagar. Uttar Pradesh will witness hectic election campaigning today. To make impeccable strategy for Rai Bareilly elections, senior BJP leader and party president Jagat Prakash Nadda will be in the state capital Lucknow today evening. He will hold meeting of senior party functionaries of Lucknow, Unnao, Mohanlal Ganj and Rai Bareilly Lok Sabha constituencies. He will also head a meeting of MLAs and MLCs of the constituencies which are going to polls in the fourth phase of elections. Prior to the meetings, he will address political rallies in Chitrakoot and Fatehpur districts. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Baharaich, Dhorhara and Lakhimpur Khiri constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra campaigned in Rai Bareilly constituency.
हम किसानों के कर्ज माफ करेंगे माफ हुए कर्नाटका में हमने कहा था कि महिलाओं के खाते में 2000 रुपए हर महीने डलवाएंगे डल रहे हैं आज भी तो जहां जहां हमारी प्रदेश सरकार है हमने गारंटी को पूरा करके दिखाया है.
Election Commission of India, ECI, has established special polling booths at different locations in the national capital for Kashmiri migrants residing in Delhi to cast their votes for Lok Sabha elections. These booths have been established at Kashmir Resident Commission, 5 Prithvi Raj Road, Kashmir Kisan Ghar, BR2 Shalimar Bagh, Arvachin International Public School, Pocket F, Dilshad Garden, and GGSSS Paprawat Nazafgarh. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies for Lok Sabha elections today, we bring a report on Raja Mahendravaram parliamentary seat in Andhra Pradesh. Raja Mahendravaram was previously known as Raja Mahendari. We have more from a correspondent.
Among the 12 contestants in the fray, the keen contest is between Dagubati Purandareswari of the NDA and Guduri Srinivas of the YSR Congress Party. Dagubati Purandareswari, who is also the BJP state president, is promising to develop Rajamahendravaram as a tourism hub. The charisma of her late father, the matinee idol and former chief minister N.T. Rama Rao may work in her favour. On the other hand, Gudur Srinivas, a well-known doctor in the region, is known for public services activities and is banking on the welfare schemes implemented by the YSR Congress Party. The Election Commission is organizing 1577 polling booths and is aiming to achieve a polling percentage higher than 81% mark achieved in 2019 general elections. Sai Sishla for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
In a series of key constituencies today, we also bring you a report on Khargone Lok Sabha seat in Madhya Pradesh.
In Madhya Pradesh, election temperature is rising in Khargone Lok Sabha constituency of Nimar area of the state. Reserved for scheduled tribe, Khargone Lok Sabha seat was formed in 1962. So far, 16 Lok Sabha elections have been held in Khargone seat, out of which Congress has won 6 times and BJP has won 7 times. Khargone parliamentary seat consists of 8 assembly seats, in which 5 seats are with Congress and BJP have 3 seats. There are around 20,39,000 voters in Khargone, out of which 10,20,000 are male and 10,18,000 are female voters. The number of third gender voters is also 28. In the 2019 elections, BJP's Gajendra Singh Patel defeated Congress candidate Govind Mujaldar by a margin of more than 2 lakh votes. A total of 5 candidates are in the fray from Khargone in this election. However, the main contest is between Gajendra Singh Patel of BJP and Poor Lal Kharte of Congress. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in 3 categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities, including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane has stressed that self-reliance is crucial for the infrastructure development in the defence sector, as the country cannot depend on others. Addressing the inaugural session at DRDO's National Symposium and Exhibition in New Delhi today, Armane said Atmanirbharta is not merely a slogan, it is crucial for the economic development of the nation. He said self-reliability helps in reducing the capital cost of infrastructure. Citing the example of delayed US aid to Ukraine, Armane said there is no trusted friend in geopolitics and the country could not rely on others. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024. A special program on the general elections every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. Air India Express has terminated 25 of its senior crew members in a case related with the cancellation of flights. Around 80 of Air India Express flights were cancelled following mass sick leave taken by several crew members without prior information. Today also, 85 of its flights will remain cancelled. Those affected may opt for a full refund or reschedule to a later date. Air India Express also confirmed that it will be operating 283 flights today, with Air India assisting it on 20 routes. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested 11 people, including 2 cardiologists in a medical nexus at New Delhi's Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital. The accused were allegedly collecting money from medical equipment suppliers and taking bribes from patients against fixing the appointments with doctors and making fake medical certificates. The agency conducted raids at 15 locations of doctors and dealers and registered 2 FIRs against 15 people in this case. Our correspondent reports that this was the second major operation against doctor medical suppliers nexus in recent time. Last year, CBI had arrested a doctor of Safdarjung Hospital in a similar case. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is on a day-long visit to Jharkhand, where she addressed a gathering of businessmen of Federation of Jharkhand Chamber of Commerce and Industries on investment avenues in eastern part of the country. Ms. Sitharaman addressed the seminar on the topic of East Zone, Engine of Growth for Viksit Bharat. She said that Jharkhand has great potential to turn into a manufacturing hub owing to its abundant mineral resources. She also said that the unstable government in the state for over past so many years have resulted in poor growth and development of the state. As mercury levels skyrocket across the nation, India finds itself in the grip of an unprecedented heat wave with temperatures soaring to alarming heights. April 2024 has etched its name in history as the warmest April globally since at least 1940. India is experiencing above normal temperatures in vast swathes of the country. More on this from a correspondent.
Eastern and northeastern India have borne the brunt of the scorching heat, with April registering unparalleled temperatures. As per India Meteorological Department, minimum temperatures surged 1.78 degrees Celsius above normal, while mean temperatures soared a staggering 2 degrees higher than historical averages last month. Now, while the heatwave conditions have been abated in eastern India due to rainfalls, it has gripped parts of western India, including Gujarat and Rajasthan. IMD has cautioned that even as El Nino weakens and La Nina sets in, the temperatures may remain elevated, intensifying the already sweltering conditions. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said that for the next 5 to 7 days, northwest and central India will experience above 40 degrees temperature.
For next 5 to 7 days, mainly the part of northwest India and central India will have a 40 plus temperature. But given that mainly the south Rajasthan, north Gujarat and the western part of MP in May month will experience more heat wave. But as the trend stands today, the eastern India and southeast India is experiencing cooler day temperature.
Chaudhary, Delhi.
Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra held a meeting with Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina this morning in Dhaka. Mr. Quatra also met Bangladesh Foreign Minister Hassan Mahmood. Mr. Quatra arrived in Dhaka yesterday on a two-day official visit to Bangladesh. We have more from a correspondent.
Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra is on a two-day official visit to Bangladesh. He reached Dhaka on Wednesday evening, and this morning he paid a courtesy call on Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina at her official residence. Later, Foreign Secretary also met Bangladesh Foreign Minister Hassan Mahmood at his office. Today, Mr. Quatra will also hold a meeting with his Bangladeshi counterpart Masood bin Momen. During the meeting, the two are likely to discuss the entire range of bilateral relations, including political and security, water, trade and investment, power and energy, defense, connectivity and sub-regional cooperation. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Benchmark equity indices were trading with a loss of over 1% in today's afternoon session due to continuous selling by FIIs. The hawkish stance of the US Fed has also dampened investor sentiments. The BSE Sensex was trading 796 points or 1.08% lower at 72,670 points. The NSE Nifty was trading 265 points or 1.19% down at the 22,038 level when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bangalore at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala this evening. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 10 wickets in Hyderabad. In women's cricket, Indian women's team is on the verge of achieving a clean sweep as they gear up to face the host Bangladesh in the fifth and final T20 match of the series this afternoon. The match will be played at Sylhet International Cricket Stadium, Bangladesh. Women have had a tough time against the women in blue as the hosts have lost all the four matches in the series so far. Shefali Verma has been India's best batter so far, scoring 84 runs in four matches. Smriti Mandhana at the same time has hit 83 runs in four innings as well. While for Bangladesh, Nigar Sultana has been the best batter, scoring 86 runs in four games. Star Indian table tennis player Manika Batra stormed into the quarterfinals of the Saudi Smash in Jeddah, beating world number 14 Nina Mittelham of Germany. Batra defeated Mittelham 11-6, 11-9, 11-7 in 22 minutes to seal her maiden last eight entry in the event. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Defence Secretary Giridhar Armani says self-reliance is crucial for infrastructure development in defence sector. Air India Express terminates services of 25 senior crew members following cancellation of dozens of flights. CBI arrests 11 people, including two cardiologists of Delhi's Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, in connection with a bribery racket. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Dharamshala this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.